block, punt, and then they're in the game, they got the lead, then they make a couple of big plays. I mean, we understand that every team in this league got players, you know, they all get paid just like we do. But we were the better team, and I think we still are the better team. But we let them hang around too much, and that's when they made some plays and ultimately won the game.
DJ, you have a smile on your face. Your win can go a long way in this life.
Huh? Definitely. I was just telling him that the only difference between winning and losing is pretty much how you're feeling after the game, because it's not like after you win, you're going to work any less. You know, you work the same when you win and lose. It's just more gratifying to win because you feel like all the work paid off.
Go up against a tough running back in Frank Gore. Talk about what it's going to be like for you guys to stop
him. It's going to be just like going up against the kid from Minnesota, going up against the kid from St. Louis. I mean, it's the NFL. Every week is a new challenge. Last week we had Marion Barber, and now we got this guy, and he's looks as good as I've seen this year.
How about the defense? Capers seem to turn you guys loose a little bit this week. Is that what you guys have been looking for, and that's what you expect them to do the rest of the way?
To be honest with you, completely honest, we had some few minor adjustments, but overall, I mean, we ran the same defense. And it's amazing to see when execution is a completely different defense. It kind of looked like the defense from Chicago and not the defense from Minnesota, you know. And it was just gratifying to see that everyone loves to play. Everyone is passionate about the game. That's not a problem with us. It's execution, communication, and just getting after it.
Each game becomes very important now with the playoff picture as far as wild card. You two teams, Niners and you guys, may be fighting for that wild card. How big is this game?
It's huge. It's huge. Coming in, they got some great weapons on offense, and it's going to be a challenge of stopping these guys and executing our defense and kind of reaching our goals.
Do you come in and check the scoreboard first thing after your game? It seemed like a lot of guys knew last week that Philadelphia and Atlanta had lost when your game was done.
To be honest, I'm rookie, you know. Just like in college, after the game, I was happy we won. In college, other guys be checking for scores. I mean, I'm not at that level yet where I'm concerned about other teams. You know, I'm just worried about us and how if we win or lose.
How are you feeling? It's getting to the point of the season where everybody likes to come in and ask the rookies about the rookie wall and so forth, because college football season is starting to wind down about this time, and yet you're just a little more than halfway through the football season.
Well, myself, personally, I feel like I'm just starting my season. You know, I'm just starting to play and really get the reps that I'm pretty much used to, and on an ankle that's I pretty much used to having. You know, the first half of the season was kind of, you know, what it was. And I'm going to hit no wall. I feel like I hit my wall already, you know. I like the reverse for me. I kind of feel like I'm starting the season right now, and hopefully I can help the team in as many ways as I can.
As far as the ankle, is this the best you've felt all year?
Yes, it is. And it's not only about feeling. I mean, we're in a business where you have to show it. You know, I feel like I've been doing a pretty good job at that, showing the guys that I can execute the defense and I make an impact.
You know, when we take a look at the first-round picks and we see Clay and he's getting sacks, making tackles, picking up fumbles, how do you judge what kind of game you've had or what kind of plays you made when you go back and look at the tape? Because it's not necessarily sacks things for a defensive lineman like yourself.
It's knowing me, playing my game, striking guys, using my quickness, using the scheme to execute certain things. And when I have my opportunity presents itself to make a play, I want to be able to do that.
And, like, taking out the double team, maybe blowing up a running lane or something like that.
Oh, yeah, this week particularly, that's going to be my role, you know, taking up double teams, letting our linebackers come free and make plays. But, obviously, if it's time to rush the passer, I'm rushing the passer. Just to be honest, it's a little different than a 4-3 defense. Just communication and being physical. You know, a lot of times technique is not going to always be perfect all the time, you know. It's just being physical, and a lot of times that'll do the job.